I extol those who with loving care and compassionate concern feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and house the homeless. He who notes the sparrows fall will not be unmindful of such service.
The Mormon Channel now presents Faith in Action. Welcome to a special episode of Faith in Action. In this episode, Mormon Channel field producer Farrell Robinson explains how one ward came together to help a family in need.
Christy is a single mom who has three boys, Chandler, age 13, Lincoln, age 10, and Noah, age 7. For Christmas this year, her ward gave her the gift of service. They remodeled her house, improving it aesthetically, organizationally, but more importantly, improved the quality of life for her son, Lincoln.
Lincoln's condition is a rare form of dwarfism, and it entails, basically, it's a type 2 collagen issue. So wherever that collagen is, he has deficits. So he has hearing aids, he has glasses for nearsightedness, and along the way, since his bones are all different, then he's had different medical procedures, such as heart surgery and different orthopedic surgeries as well. I think the biggest thing with any kind of disability is just the amount of time that it takes and the kind of things that you're able to do based on that. For a long time, he had oxygen, so it was taking around the oxygen tanks, and he would literally have, you know, the cords throughout the house for him to be able to get around but still have the oxygen on.
Lincoln's most recent surgery on both of his hips and knees caused him a lot of pain, and he used a walker for several weeks in a house full of stairs.
Following that surgery, he just had extreme issues with pain. And as a mom, that was probably the most difficult. It's because that you couldn't, there was not much you could do to help that. And so it was just a lot of pain management and issues with that, and it was correcting some abnormalities in his bones so that he could have better mobility for a longer period of time.
Despite his challenges, Lincoln has a positive outlook and is always trying to be more independent.
Where there may be deficits in his life, I mean, he has such a strong spirit. So he may be short in stature, but he has an incredible attitude and incredible spirit, actually, about himself that people really see through. And it's evident that he doesn't give up. He always is trying his hardest. And I think that's just a part of him.
Christy is a busy full-time student, but makes time to watch sports and play games with her kids. She feels Lincoln's challenges have helped the family strengthen and understand what is important.
I think it is really difficult on the siblings because not only as a parent, you're spending more time just with medical concerns, doctor's appointments. So in that way, time-wise, that child gets more attention. And I think it's always been important ever since Lincoln was born that, you know, when people ask about, because he has so many medical procedures, that I remind him that there's other kids too and that this is what this son is doing. Because it's easy for people to care about, you know, medical concerns and stuff like that. But it is apparent that for those other kids that they know that people are concerned about them as well. And I think in the long run, I think it's been beneficial for them as being caring for others that they know. I think they look out for others maybe more so than maybe if their brother didn't have a disability.
Over the past summer, Christy's Relief Society meeting committee was brainstorming a special activity that they could do for Christmas. Committee coordinator Deb Coffey was to spearhead the activity.
Several options were kind of thrown out there, and they asked for a recommendation from me, and I just said that one of the things that kept coming to me was the fact that President Monson kept saying, "What have you done for somebody today or lately?" And it was just kept coming, and I just was very overwhelmed with feeling like we needed to do something. So we have a lot of talented people in our ward, and I figured that surely we could call on other people to help serve and that we could do something wonderful for a family, whether it be some kind of a makeover or something to that extent.
The idea was taken to the bishop and then to the ward council, who came up with three families in need and then ultimately decided to help Christy and her boys.
There were other opportunities, many of which were service related, but a lot of them would take money in order to give service. And so because we didn't have a budget and that really wasn't part of what we were trying to do, it sort of limited our options and yet also at the same time was inspiring and made us think a lot harder about what we could do with what we already have.
When Christy was first asked about the project, she was a little hesitant, but realized with her busy schedule that this would be a great thing for her family.
I think any time that you're asked to have service done to you, it's not easy to accept it always, because I think, especially in the church, we're taught to be self-reliant and independent. And so I think you're always slightly reluctant, but I think there gets a point where things get that you realize you need the help and that someone's offering that. And I think for me, it was so helpful in like healing myself, you know, and kind of being able to accept that and be a part of it, even though maybe I wasn't doing the giving, but allowing someone to serve you is powerful experience, actually, because you really are feeling Christ's love in a whole different way that I think I never have.
Before announcing the project, Deb realized that some people were concerned.
There was many times when I felt like people brought up sort of an aspect of they were worried about what other people would think. And they were worried about, well, what if someone else said, why isn't it me? And my response to that was that we can't let that type of fear prohibit us from doing service for someone that we feel is in need.
The project was announced at an August activity, and for the next few months, the Relief Society held activities to refinish furniture, sew drapes, and create other items for the Anonymous Home Improvement Project. At the same time, ward members dropped off extra or unwanted items and donated what money they could.
So in the weeks following my garage, it was really exciting to see my garage start to fill and fill and fill, and it was nearly daily, if not on multiple occasions every day, that someone would come to my door with a wonderful piece of furniture and accessory. If I would say to myself, gosh, it would be so neat if I had this piece of a mirror or something to go in a particular room, somebody was listening, because someone would always show up at my door with the exact thing that we needed. So this was definitely a huge blessing to see all of these wonderful things happen.
As the project grew, other auxiliaries in the ward volunteered to help out. Members from the singles ward helped with a yard sale for some of Christy's belongings that were no longer needed. The young women made freezer meals to save Christy time. The young men tore out flooring and put new hardwood floors in. The elders' quorum helped throughout the remodel, and even the 10-year-old scouts did yard work.
They were just completely instrumental and wonderful in helping with a lot of the bigger things that initially we didn't really kind of realize. Really, there isn't an organization within our ward that I can think of that wasn't involved.
Throughout the process, Deb worked closely with Christy to understand the needs of the family and what improvements would make a difference.
One of the things that I noticed was that the boys were playing, they play piano, and they were playing on a keyboard on the floor. And that was just so, instantly, I just said, we're going to get a piano. And I just remember people saying, wow, that's really big. And I said, no, it'll happen. And then I realized how difficult it was for Lincoln to get up and down the stairs. And we had talked about that briefly. And I said, we're going to get a lift. We're going to find a way. And so the generosity of the people in our ward that just came with money and financial donations and just gave us the ability to make this happen was amazing. And I never felt like there wasn't a time or a moment that we didn't get exactly what we needed to make this project come together.
After months of work, the ward got together for a final 24-hour push to get everything done while Christy and the kids went and stayed at Christy's mom's house.
We had the most amazing turnout. We wanted it to be fun. We wanted it to be, you know, obviously it was work and it was service, but we wanted it to be a fun place for people to be and to have, for instance, even a date night. Just come and spend time with your spouse and do service too. So that being said, when we started the process, people were coming to me saying, what should I do and where should I go and what do you need me to do? We initially got everybody started and got them on their way. And then what I saw was amazing. People just took such amazing ownership of spaces and jobs and tasks. It was amazing. And soon all of the delegating and the organizing came from another person taking charge of that space who was helping another person to know what needed to happen and so on and so forth. So it was an amazing thing to watch and how I would walk away from a room and come back 2 hours later and they had just completely done everything and then some, and it was wonderful to see.
Meanwhile, Christy was treated to a makeover and a limo was donated to bring her and the boys to their new home.
When they drove up in the limo, I was just so overwhelmed, I guess, with emotion and so excited, and just she didn't know anything about the stair lift and all of the modifications that we had done, and so I was very, very emotional because we as a group had collectively come together and just done some amazing things.
We were at my mom's house for about a week. And so the last time I was in my house, the floors were all ripped out. Pretty much the house was empty. And so, yeah, I think when we drove up, it was really overwhelming to see a majority of the ward in my garage, and just my boys' friends were there. I mean, it was just, and I think having just the vast numbers was just overwhelming and exciting at the same time. And also, I think emotional, because I realized, I mean, there's something with strength in numbers. And I think the moment I walked into the house and just all the little details that I noticed right off, you know. So there weren't things until later that I even noticed, because I think just the overwhelmingness of that initial moment. Because there were so many people and I had no idea what to expect. Like I said, I hadn't been in the house for about a week. And I think just because every little detail that they did, I mean, it just was above and beyond what I had anticipated in so many ways. And I think even seeing that many people who were here and excited for us as well just added to that emotion.
The first things that struck Christy were the improvements that would help Lincoln's mobility.
I think the first thing was the lift going up the stairs for Lincoln.
You just push this button right here to go up, and this one goes down. It was hard for me to go up the stairs, and especially if you're trying to get something upstairs, and you don't have to use your energy as much.
Lincoln's brothers like the stair lift too.
It's fun, because you don't have to walk up the stairs.
The ward also installed a ramp to replace the stairs from the garage. Christy says these improvements will help Lincoln avoid more surgeries in the future.
With his condition, any kind of wear and tear is just going to make, you know, joint replacement sooner. And so even though he can do stairs, he can't necessarily maybe carry things up while he's doing the stairs, because doing the stairs themselves is work. So it was really nice that they put a ramp into the garage that, you know, went down so he wouldn't have to do stairs, as well as the stair lift inside the house.
The downstairs bathroom was also modified. A new lower sink and toilet were put in, as Lincoln and Christy describe.
They painted the wall. There used to be wallpaper on it. And a new toilet, new sink, and kind of a new floor too.
In the one bathroom that we hadn't remodeled yet, the sink was lower than I think most sinks, and also the toilet was one that was a little bit lower than normal.
The ward also adapted the kitchen.
There was just changes in the kitchen as well that I think Deb decided to do. I hadn't even thought of it, and that was to lower a microwave so that Lincoln actually had access to it, which he was so excited about. He had not ever used a microwave based on they're usually high, and so there were also a lot of changes in the kitchen, so it was all new tile, backsplash, and things like that that were really nice to have replaced and newer.
Chandler likes the refinished cupboards.
They painted all white,
all like the cupboards and stuff. And I like it more than the brown.
The remodel included a bigger table for the family to sit around, which Lincoln likes, as well as a lowered microwave and toaster.
Because you don't have to ask permission and kind of wait a little while. It's been good, so I can cook my own food.
I think the other nice thing was the piano, because we did just have a keyboard before, and the boys like to play that. My one son taught himself how to play the piano, so it's kind of fun to have access to that for his talents and whatnot.
It's fun to just play on and stuff when I'm bored and stuff, and yeah, and get better at it, playing it.
It's really fun, and I know lots of songs, so it's fun to play with.
I don't play piano, but I like practicing it.
Another big change for the family was the creation of another bedroom so that each boy has his own room, and Lincoln could have his room on the main floor instead of upstairs.
More quiet and kind of like it's my own room. All my jazz stuff is here, and I really like the jazz and good bed.
The room is covered in jazz paraphernalia and even has a special dresser for Lincoln's clothes that is painted to look like jazz lockers.
They're my clothes. You just kind of open it like this. It's kind of like a locker, and kind of with the jazz logo on it.
Chandler and Noah like their new rooms, too.
Well, I like our rooms better than they were, like before, just because they look better, and there's just different stuff in there that I like more than, like, last time, like, before it happened. Just, like, my bed and, like, well, like, just the different, like, cupboards and stuff that I have to put my stuff in, like, the decorations and stuff, so, yeah.
I like my room not being in a room with two people because there's more room.
Christy likes that the remodel has allowed her to be more organized and also allows Lincoln to be more independent.
There were a lot of little things that needed work that I just did not have time or the financial ability to get to. So that overall was extremely helpful. As far as Lincoln concerned, having him to be able to have more access and independence was, I think, really for him, huge. And I think he just saw more possibilities and ability to do things for himself and really, you know, almost a teenager being, you know, that's very important for an age appropriate for him, so.
They lowered down lots of stuff and I can see and get them easily. I don't have to ask permission or kind of to get the stuff.
She also loved how the ward was able to personalize her home.
Also, I mean, it was just all brand new. I mean, all fresh new paint and carpet and flooring. But just like I said before, just a lot of little details, little lamps or just finishing touches that were just so, I felt very personal, like the pictures, because there was a photographer in the ward that took pictures for us. And just a lot of things, the bathroom was a little bit smaller. Toilet and sink and just a lot of neat things like that.
Deb Coffey says one of the things she didn't realize would come out of the project was the friendships. She knew Christy before, but didn't realize how close they would become.
Probably some of the greatest times were when I actually got to spend time with Christy and going through things ahead of time, because we had to have things sort of gone through and put in a particular place in order to have everyone come in and do the work that we needed to do ahead of time. And so we have very, very
at least I have very fond memories of the times that Christy and I spent together just going through papers and going through boxes and going through things that we just needed to do. And so that was a wonderful experience and a great time for me. And I have a great new friend because of that.
She's the one who started and helped me to like get to the point to have this all happen. And I just think was that support system to help me get through it and go through it and just things that weren't easy, you know, and for me, it was a lot of work. And so I'm glad that she especially was there to help me get through it all.
Before the project, the ward boundaries had just changed and the home makeover brought the ward together.
Everyone was just so excited to see the project come together, and there was such a feeling of love and bonding, and it was very, very spiritual and sweet. But I will tell you that the following day, they sent around some note cards and had ward members sort of write down their feelings and their comments about what it did for them. And then the Relief Society delivered a huge box of notes to us. And the things that the people in the ward said were so wonderful, because I never thought that those things would happen. I mean, I just knew that the house would be wonderful and she would be thrilled. But these people were saying things like how much it brought our ward together and how grateful they were that they got to spend time with someone and how wonderful it was to serve. And people would say, normally, I really don't like to do service, but I was so grateful to have the opportunity to be there. And that was so touching to me, because it really was not something that I expected to be a result of this project.
Deb says this was the perfect project to bring the ward together.
There were 24 hours where we spent from 5 o'clock on Friday night until 5 o'clock Saturday night, and we worked around the clock. There were many people who pulled a complete all-nighter, and it is amazing how you can be neighbors with somebody for 5 years and you are very casual and you see them at church and you're excited and you of course you like them, but when you work shoulder to shoulder on someone else's behalf and you're doing something like we did, words really can't explain or express how you feel and how you bond with those people.
When the bishop came to the reveal day, he was amazed.
Well, when he came, he was sort of kind of looked in shock a little bit. And I really wasn't quite sure. I was a little bit kind of concerned. And later I realized, after he stood up on Sunday, how touched he was. He was completely, actually at the time, he was so overwhelmed. He was completely overwhelmed that the ward members and all of the people that he saw would come out and support in such great and large numbers, and people willing to stay all night, people willing to do anything. What do I need? How can I help? And it was so touching for me to see just that look of, wow, this is so amazing. And it was wonderful.
Deb says the project also strengthened Christy's relationship with ward members.
I just see kind of a new spring in their step. I see a lot of smiling, a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. One of the things that one of the ward members did was donated all the lumber and built him a ramp coming from the garage up into the house. There's just so many little things that I think have made his life more simple, less painful, and more independent. It's just wonderful to see that they are so happy. But the connection that I think they feel now with the ward is so amazing, because they are just going to get smothered with love because we all love them. And the ward just has just a great outpouring for them.
I think that the fact that our ward had not been together as a ward for very long because of boundary changes, that it gave me the opportunity to meet people in different ways than I would have otherwise connected with people. I'm so appreciative of it. And I think there's a piece of each of them in my house, you know, even though I don't know exactly who it was all from. It was just so just a great sacrifice on their behalf for our benefit.
Christy's neighbors were also influenced by the remodel.
One of my neighbors is a single mom as well, and she was just sobbing and just overwhelmed at the amount of support. And I remember when I saw her, I mean, that's when I broke down because I was thinking, okay. But, you know, I mean, just to see, I think just overwhelming emotion and wow, what a difference, you know, people can make. And I think the strength in numbers, again, just I think the amount of people, and they actually, you know, I think a ton of people were here, so it affected them as neighbors as well, but they were just really overwhelmed at how much of a difference that made.
The night of the reveal, we were waiting for them to come home, and most of these of their direct neighbors are non-members as far as I know, and they were kind of bombarded with probably 40, 50 plus vehicles surrounding their homes at many times over, you know, that 24 hour period. So I'm sure that for them, it was a little bit, you know, overwhelming to see, but their neighbors came in, and I took them around on a tour, and they were so completely overcome with emotion. It was so sweet and tender, and I'm a convert. And so I know what it felt like to be in their shoes. I know what it feels like to sit by and to watch a group of people do service. It's something that you just can't really put words into, but it's so overwhelming to think that people would just do something out of the kindness of their heart. And I know that they felt the Spirit. And they're very sweet people, and they were just so thrilled for her and for her boys, and the fact that she was given such wonderful support, I think it just was so meaningful to them.
This experience has helped Christy and Deb learn more about charity.
I think charity is the pure love of Christ, and I think that we often feel that based on those here on the earth and those that we're able to be able to like be around and to have an impact on our lives. And I think that charity is our way of being God's examples, being examples of God to those around us. And I think in this case that my ward was extremely charitable, and that their efforts, I think, will impact us from not only this moment, but throughout time as we, I think especially for my boys, to see how much love and caring that other individuals can have for others.
Charity to me is trying to put yourself in someone else's shoes, trying to be empathetic, trying to just give of yourself and give what you can. And it doesn't need to be a big thing. It sometimes can just be a phone call. But for me, charity is empathy. And I think that empathy is what our Savior tries to teach us through our gospel all the time.
Deb was also taught that we shouldn't second guess ourselves when trying to serve others.
In going through this process, a lot of people, I think it's scary. I think sometimes that we think that things are going to be scary, and it does prohibit us from doing things. And I would just say from the bottom of my heart that anyone could do this. And you can do it on any scale. And the blessings that will come from these types of projects and bringing people together will be things that you can't ever put a price on. And so I would just say to anybody, if you could just step outside the box just a little bit and feel like you could be empowered to do something, you can do it, and everyone will rally around you in order to make things like this happen.
She also learned how to not get overwhelmed with a big service project.
My advice would be to not think of the finished product, just put it into perspective that really the concept came from, if every person just donated one or two accessories or things, if every person in our ward just did that, look what we would have. And so you can't sort of take on and bite off more than you can chew at the time. And so if you just look at it as baby steps, and then it will grow and it will become complete. But letting that prevent you, letting those thought processes prevent you from actually doing things is, I don't know, it just, I just would say step outside your box, step outside your comfort zone, try to do something different and take it in small steps and let the other people in your ward who have many, many talents, let them come together and help you. That was one of the neat blessings that we saw as well.
Christy and her boys are grateful for the service of the ward.
I think the nice thing to do service and help charity. Yeah, there were many people that helped on it, and I really thank them a lot for doing that. They really helped us a lot. It was really cool.
And I hope they understand how much of a difference it made in our lives. And I hope that blessings come into their lives because of the service they've rendered on our behalf. And I just think that they were literally God's servants, and I appreciate it a lot.
You have been listening to Faith in Action on the Mormon Channel.